Governor Rauner didn't just deliver a big speech. He produced a full-out manifesto, complete with calls for an upheaval of Illinois' labor laws, changes to the Constitution, a property tax freeze, and the hiring of more prison guards. The speech started off on a conciliatory note, or maybe it was an invitation.
Today marks a new beginning for Illinois and a new partnership between the General Assembly and the governor.
And then he got aspirational.
Together, we will do great things for the people of Illinois. We will once again make Illinois the greatest state in the greatest nation on earth.
But then Rauner went on to list a range of ideas, many of which, by his own admission, were sure to miff key constituencies, like the Democratic president of the state Senate, John Cullerton, who issued a statement saying the governor's opportunity was squandered with campaign rhetoric that denigrates the reputation of the state. Rauner is the first Republican to occupy the governor's mansion in a dozen years, and in that time, Democrats have only grown their legislative ranks. Democrats literally occupy so many seats in the General Assembly, some spill over the aisle and have to sit on the GOP side. To make his agenda a reality, Rauner has no choice but to get bipartisan support. And yet, he focused on reducing the strength of unions, a traditional Democratic ally, though in Illinois, downstate Republicans often are closely aligned with them, too. Rauner aims to ban public labor unions from contributing to campaigns, and he wants to reduce workers' rights to collectively bargain. Democratic Representative Elaine Neckrit says it's a page straight out of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's playbook.
I find it interesting that Wisconsin went through this exercise and now has a budget deficit, which is a fact that Governor Rauner didn't seem to want to talk about.
The list of initiatives starting down a rough path, if not going down a dead end, also included a call for the legislature to self-impose term limits and a lifting of the state's cap on charter schools. Even his call for a minimum wage increase, which Democrats got close to passing last year and are still trying for, was given a cold reception. There were gasps of surprise and applause when Rauner said that's a priority for him, too.
We must also help those workers who are barely getting by raising the minimum wage.
But then he went on to say,
our economic growth and jobs package increases the minimum wage to $10 an hour over the next 7 years.
And yes, if you couldn't hear it, that was laughter and grumbling. That may have been the only noise some Democrats made. Many were visibly annoyed throughout the address, never smiling or applauding, even if it was something they liked. And there were elements for legislators to like, such as Rauner's promise to increase education funding. And he got cheers, particularly from Black and Latino legislators, when he introduced a proposal to increase minority job opportunities via unions. Business leaders, by and large, love what they heard. For many Republicans, Rauner's agenda is what they've been waiting to hear for so long.
It's really refreshing to be here after 12 years having a Republican addressing the General Assembly at the State of the State address. It was an absolute pleasure.
House GOP leader Jim Durkin.
Governor Rauner was very bold, made very direct statements, but the type of statements that he ran at, that's what the people of Illinois want to hear, of how we're going to get out of this death spiral.
Key to what happens now that the opening pitch has been thrown is what the other House leader, the longtime Democratic Speaker Michael Madigan, thinks. Unlike his Senate counterpart, Madigan's response was measured.
Now those views, those issues, those bills will be before the legislature, and they'll be disposed of by the legislature, some favorably and some not favorably. That's the American democratic process.
Encouraging, even.
I wouldn't characterize anything as a non-starter, because I agree with the governor that the state of Illinois needs a lot of work, a lot of attention.
Of course, Madigan says for whatever Rauner wants to make happen, he'll have to drum up the votes. And Madigan says what Rauner and everyone else needs to focus on now is the budget, not next year's, this year's. With 5 months left in the fiscal cycle, money's already running out. How the new governor is going to deal with that was noticeably absent from his address, as was any mention of Illinois' underfunded pension systems, or an answer to where Illinois would get the additional money to give schools and to pay those extra prison guards. For that, check back in a couple of weeks. Rauner says he'll unveil his financial plans when he gives another big speech, the budget address, on February 18th. I'm Amanda Vinicky.